Time now on the Venusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Congratulations on a great win last night, Tom.
Thanks, Schultzy.
You guys never took your foot off of the gas. When you're playing a team that is fast like Duluth is, hitting them is the best thing you can do, isn't it?
Well, exactly. There's no question, Schultzy. I thought we did a great job on the forecheck, and we talked about that on video today. Our F1 pursuit was fast, and we eliminated their defensemen. We took away their breakout. When you take away their breakout, you take away their rush offense, and we just felt, again, you know, by the time they had, you know, they got the puck in the neutral zone, they were dumping a lot and line changing. So hats off to the guys for, I just thought, again, a well-executed game.
I thought all four goals were either results of great plays or great shots. Let's start with the first one, Prapp. It's on a power play. He walks off the wall and got behind the guy that was fronting him. Turns a 5-on-4 into a 5-on-3 in a hurry, doesn't it?
Well, exactly. And, you know, that wasn't designed. That was Prapp just making a good read. And, you know, Duluth, we call it fish hooking. They really over-exaggerate anytime the puck goes to the half board. They want to deny a D to D, and they really want to then. They want to kind of squash and eliminate your half board guy. And Prapp recognized that, and there was a clear lane, and Harmsey made just a heck of a play to Prapp. And again, Prapp was in a good spot right there, just right above the top of the circle. By the time he released it inside the dots, and he's pretty deadly from that spot.
Second goal, great shot by Leo, but an even better pass to get it to him.
Well, you know what, Schultzy, if you want to go back even further, it was a heck of a pass by Prapp. The breakout pass, he threads a pass to Jerry, which is hard to make plays in the middle of the rink. And Jerry had a little coverage on him, and Jerry maintained his speed, chipped it by their guy, kept his speed, created the 2-on-1, and then obviously and made a heck of a play to Leo, and Leo buried it. And, again, it was just a number of good plays on that particular goal.
The third goal, Sam Wendell is not a guy who scores a lot for you, but perfect placement on that shot, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And, again, he leaned into it. You know, the puck was supposed to go to Kyle Baum, and it kind of slid through and right there to Sam, and Sam wired it.
Fourth goal, what impressed you more, the speed of Kyle or the anticipation of making the play?
Probably either or, but you know what? Both of them, I mean, initially the play being made was, we call it back pressure. It was great back pressure. We created a hurry. They threw an errant puck. Kyle saw that. And, again, result of hard work and, again, taking time and space away from the puck carrier, which I think it was Jerry. It was Jerry Fitzgerald in that particular play. And Kyle obviously came out of the box and obviously has got great speed and created some separation on that breakaway. And scored a nice goal, and I couldn't believe it till I saw that video, the penalty. I mean, holy moly, the kid took a major whack at Kyle. I don't know if you looked at that, Schultzy, but it was a pretty good whack, and I can't believe Kyle kind of maintained puck control right there when he scored is what I'm getting at.
More on Tom Ceratori when we return the Venusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back. Part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Beavers take on the Minnesota State Mankato Mavericks tonight. We're talking about some sports cliches yesterday, Tom. One that comes to mind today is the bigger they are, the harder they fall. You got three good teams, and just so happens you got the number one team right now in the country, and Mankato's impressed me. There aren't too many number ones that have survived the next week after they've been to number one. They've just flat out been playing really, really good lately, aren't they?
They're just a good hockey team. They're dialed in. They're deep, and you know, they're well-coached. They execute well. Again, they got a good hockey team, and you know what? They've earned their number one ranking.
There aren't too many teams that want to get in a run and gun with Minnesota, and Mankato didn't seem to have any issues with it at all last night, did they?
They're deeper. Mankato's a deeper team up front, so they can. I mean, they've got the most offensive depth in the country, bar none. They have four lines that can score. Most teams, you know what, are fortunate to have two lines that can score, and they've got four, and I just thought, again, Mankato, again, I thought their depth showed last night.
When you played in Mankato earlier in the season, I want to say they had two or three shorthanded goals. What have you guys done since that early rash of shorties allowed to shore that up?
Nothing. I mean, you don't do anything. You just play. And shorthanded goals are, again, they're mistakes. They're just mistakes. You got to try to make plays. You don't talk about how do you prevent giving up a shorthanded goal. You just continually play. And sometimes you got to chalk it up just to bad luck, you know. And also, good players. I mean, they got good players on the other end as well who anticipate and who probably apply some pressure. But, again, you can't overcoach your guys, and you can't – I don't want our power play playing scared out there either. You can't. So you don't talk about it. You just – again, you just got to make sure you make smart decisions, assertive decisions, and let the chips fall where they may.
No lineup changes for you tonight, correct?
Nope, no lineup changes. We're going to stick with what we had last night, Brian.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.